This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Grelot. Professor Mitchell Smith, Chair of the Department of International and Area Studies and Director of the European Union Center, thank you for joining me today for the roundtable.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm happy to be here.
So some interesting news headlines this week. An American official in Moscow was detained and eventually kicked out of Russia after allegedly trying to recruit a Russian security officer as a spy. Now, there's nothing new here, right, Mitchell? I mean, spying, we spy, everybody spies. There's a long history of spying between these two countries. So why is this such big news this week?
Well, I think it's the story itself is fascinating. The details of it have taken on what seems to be a sort of comical nature that really give it an element of intrigue and have led to a whole bunch of theories about what may or may not be going on here.
I mean, I think what's really interesting is kind of the low-tech nature of what he was caught with, right? Some kind of really cheap wigs, quite a lot of cash, you know, a map, a compass, a pocket knife, you know, an old version of a cell phone. So nothing high-tech. I mean, are we really to believe that this man was seriously trying to recruit a spy with this kind of low-tech gear?
Right. It seems
himself?
Like a sort of a mail-order spy kit from the 1950s or somewhere in that period. You know, it's hard to say exactly what's going on. I think it will probably be a very long time before we really know. And in fact, we will have long forgotten this by the time we really know what's going on here. But, you know, I think anything is possible from the possibility that he was, in fact, a spy trying to recruit somebody to the fact that he may have been planted by the Russian security services. Or there's also a hypothesis that he went rogue in pursuit of a possible lead and just really miscalculated.
Well, I think it is interesting that some have come out to defend the fact that he was caught with all of these kind of strange gadgets in the sense that, you know, higher tech equipment is easier to detect actually and follow, right? You have an iPhone, it can be detected. If you have a GPS, it can be detected. And so I wonder if this actually means that today's intelligence officers, intelligence gathering or espionage activities will actually become more low tech rather than high tech.
Well, I think it probably depends a great deal on the setting. You know, I think in the case of the Russians and the U.S., they each knows what the other is doing, I think, to a very substantial extent.
Well, I think it'll be interesting to see how this develops, as you mentioned, particularly in how the U.S.-Russian relations are affected, if at all, in this situation.